It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Unions representing most California public employees have agreed to take one unpaid day off each month for the next year. From Sacramento, Ben Adler reports the deals include a 4.5% pay cut.
SEIU President Yvonne Walker says some of her members aren't happy about the pay cut, but others have a different response.
We know the state's in bad straits, and there is a problem with the budget. And if we have to do this, make sure that we have as much flexibility as possible.
Workers can take each month's unpaid day off any time during that month. Governor Jerry Brown's original proposal for a four-day work week is now off the table. Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development Marty Morgenstern says that's because employees and departments raised concerns.
At first, we thought we could overcome them, but we decided it just couldn't be done in that quick a time frame.
15 of 21 bargaining units have now agreed to the pay cut. The rest could be ordered to take furloughs if they can't reach their own deals with the state. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California state lawmakers have mixed reactions to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on Arizona's immigration law. Republican Assemblyman Tim Donnelly says he's glad the high court upheld a controversial provision of the law, one that allows officers to check the immigration status of those arrested for other reasons.
I was thrilled to see a victory for the rule of law. I was thrilled to see a victory for essentially acknowledging states' rights or a state's role in the enforcement of immigration policy.
However, Donnelly says he was extremely disappointed the court struck down other parts of the law, including one that required immigrants to carry registration papers and another that made it illegal for undocumented immigrants to hold a job in the state. Democratic Assemblyman Gil Cedillo said the ruling is a call to Congress to take action on immigration. He says the court's decision will have little effect on California. That's the KRCB California Update from KRCB Public Radio. I'm Mark Prell.